This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
We'll be fighting in the streets with our children at our feet. In tomorrow's the day.
All right, I want to get into the big picture here with Dr. Steve Pachinik, because in this segment, the next, we'll play some of these Mueller clips. It is so lawless. I'm not on Team Trump. I'm on Team Reality. And the Clinton crimes with the Russians and the Chinese and all of it, and then they're just always going after Trump, and then there's nothing there. So now it's his lawyer, and now it's some other Republican paid $1.6 million to some woman. Who cares, man? It's crazy. But this art, let me analyze it. Last Friday's Pachinik was on. He doesn't normally have this grotesque deviant art up here. And I couldn't really analyze it. I didn't think to analyze it. I saw it was like military folks that looked like vampire bats, out, doing something, or maybe showing how the evil of war has corrupted the human soul. But this one, I'm going to describe it right now. That's a Lucifer figure up there at the top that you really can't see, that has wings that are satellite solar panels, showing it's like the artificial god in the sky that Lucifer wants to be, this technocracy. You've got the U.S. military and people that are patriots trying to lift up the Mary, Earth goddess, Christ figure image that's been struck down by Lucifer and this whole system. And it shows the struggle between these two archetypes there. So I would call this the fruit of Lucifer is the name of this art piece. What is it really, according to you, Pachinik? What is the message in it? As I know the other messages, like rock and roll and the CIA, other maps you've had behind you. But this iconography, this cryptic stuff, what is it really?
It's really a painting by a man by the name of Delgado from Mexico, and he did a series of 13 paintings where he's showing the indictment. He's indicting every one of the Mexican cartel, the police, and the government, and showing how it's corrupted the soul of Mexico with drugs. And this goes on. His name is Delgado.
But what is it really supposed to be? Because that looks like the devil that's like a satellite, and you've got the Earth goddess.
You're right. You're absolutely right. Except, we had a backdrop, and I don't have the kind of money you do to have the same backdrop, so I use my paintings.
That's a joke. I don't have the money you have to have the same backdrop. No, this is just a basic backdrop here. Sometimes we put documents and things up, but mainly put it on the front, Pachinik. Hey, crank up. I want to see the devil's face.
I can show it to you, but let's get
no,
back
no,
to
no. This. We'll do serious next segment. Get the painting. You want to do these gotcha moments? Come on, tilt it up.
Oh, let me get away from that. All right.
No, we can't see it. We need to see the top of the painting.
I can't. Oh, is that it? There it is. Basically, it's an indictment of Mexico and its cartels and its politicians and all the presidents that have been there. And also the U.S. assistance in the drug cartel.
So was I right that that's supposed to be on the top like an evil angel?
Yes. You were right.
Yeah.
You're very good at, you want to collect paintings. I'll help you. We have a lot of them.
I have a whole funding idea where we do like prints of things. I know it'll be successful.
Why not? Great idea. He's a very famous painter, and basically
once you said his name, I get it. How do you have 12 of those? I guess you're a 13, you're an art dealer?
Well, I go around the world and collect dissident art. I used to collect it in the Soviet Union for political dissidents, and this was...
Boy, that's really valuable. I looked at an art display when I was in Colorado of Soviet dissident art. The average price was like 50 grand.
Well, when I bought it, it was 30, 40 years ago, and quite frankly, the art that they had was very difficult to acquire. So many of the dissident artists I've supported for 30, 40 years.
Hey, I'm not doing the patronize or virtue signal, but Mexican art is some of the best out there. So are their films.
That's correct. And he is particularly talented because these pictures were forbidden to be shown in Mexico. Literally, they were expropriated. And I learned about it. And in turn, I asked to get the whole collection, and Delgado.
Why don't you help me sell some? I'm in a big fundraiser. I'm telling you, I want to go into art here on the air. I'm telling you, the whole next level of us financing the
idea. I would go with you, Alex. I think it's a great idea. Why not?
You got to wear a little black beret, though, and smoke a cigarette. We'll be right back.
The scientists at InfoWars Life have created a powerful formula for inflammatory support and joint support. Discover the power of ancient medicine with Bodies. Bodies contains one of the most potent forms of turmeric available. Turmeric has been used for thousands of years and is one of the most studied herbals today. It is well known in traditional medicine for its soothing properties. Our pure turmeric extract plus piperine from black pepper makes for optimal absorption to help boost and support your flexibility, mobility, joint function, immune system, and so much more. Regular turmeric root from the store only contains 1 to 5% of active ingredients, but our turmeric root extract contains over 95% of the active ingredients. Bodies combines turmeric with organic herbs such as spearmint, sage, lemon balm, and thyme to work synergistically for full body support. Try Bodies today at InfoWarsLife.com or call us at 1-888-253-3139.
Defending the Republic from enemies, foreign and domestic. It's Alex Jones.
I'm Alex Jones, your host. Coming up in the next three segments of this hour, we're going to open the phones up for your take on what President Trump did, striking Assad and aiding the Al-Qaeda ISIS rebels, as I guess a pretext to keep a small force there so that Iran or Saudi Arabia doesn't take control of it, and so that it doesn't collapse so that the globalists can let the Islamists flood into Europe through Turkey. If Trump would just say that, then I'd support it. But instead, it goes into the whole narrative that Assad's got the chemical weapons, so now the rebels stage more, we've got to go to war. That's the problem with the calculus of this whole thing. And, of course, I knew the answer from the beginning, but I fundamentally, at a gut level, got angry about it, so I went wild Friday. Because my gut doesn't like it, and my gut's never wrong. Now, my gut still tells me I saw Trump in there giving a speech earlier about tax cuts. And I went, oh, I like the tax cuts. Oh, I like the good Supreme Court justice. Oh, I like the globalist hating him. Oh, I like getting out of the TPP and all the new jobs. And, oh, boy, I like Trump. So I still like Trump, which means I'll get persecuted. It'd be so easy to turn against him, and the whole world would love me, and I'd be on Bill Maher and be a soulless person. So a lot of it is how much I've been persecuted for supporting Trump, built up, not angry at Trump, just angry at all the dumb people out there that have been sucked into the civil war the country's facing culturally. And so then when he just starts to budge a little bit, it makes me get really, really upset. So people said, was that an act? You started yelling and screaming and cussing. Wasn't on the main satellite. I knew it was a live feed. I didn't say go live. I was irritated they went live. It wasn't their fault. I was like, we're going to go live in here. You're going to go live with that. And then I wasn't clear, so he thought, oh, go live now. 10 minutes before he went live in there, and then I realized it was live when I was sitting there venting, going, these damn neocons, this is crap. Then I realized I was on. He's going, yeah, you're live. So then I really start venting. And then I said, delete it. And then at the end of the day, I said, don't delete it. So you could say it was kind of staged. It didn't start out being staged. Then I thought, delete it. Then I thought, you know what? Don't delete it. Just leave it. So I don't know anymore. All I can tell you is, you know a man by his enemies, and the globalists are coming after Trump big time. The toll-free number is 877-789-ALEX, 877-789-2539. I don't expect Trump to be perfect, okay? And I know he goes with his gut as well. I know the globalists hate him. He's done a lot of good things. It's just Pachinik, and I'm going to go to Mueller with you. I'm really worried, and Comey, I'm really worried. I get why he did it. It was all about North Korea. It's all about red lines. It was all about sending a message. It was all about killing domestic opposition. I get it. they get it too. They're only increasing the attacks now, saying, oh, look, we got him. And again, when the rebels launch more chemical attacks, which they'll do like night following day and day following night, now Trump has put himself in a trap. What do you say to that?
Trump isn't going to address that issue very clearly. Basically, you know, we will have what's called proportionality in terms of the psychological warfare or the political warfare. What you hit on, and nobody's really concentrating as well as you are, is the fact that Mueller's getting closer and closer and closer to taking down Trump. And this was
why I got fundamentally mad, is that I love Trump so much, I could tell they didn't get any Russians because that's fake. They got something with that lawyer. They're already leaking it, as you predicted Friday they would do, the $1.6 million for some Republican donor to a Playboy bunny to kill a baby. I mean, all this is going on. That's what I'm saying is I just sense the whole energy level went up that much danger, and that's why I got pissed.
Well, you are correct in terms of, I understand you, we understand each other. It's not an issue. You can get angry, and we talked about this for a long time, and you and I were wondering why was Mueller still around. But Mueller now has what lawyers have explained to me, which is called the Crime Fraud Exception Act, which means that he went in and went to Trump's lawyer with a warrant saying that we can look into anything now that Cohen has done, not only Cohen.
They pierced the attorney-client privilege in the entire Trump organization.
That is the crux of the whole problem right now. He pierced it so well that I had to go to a lawyer today and yesterday and find out how was that possible to pierce the special relationship between a lawyer and his client.
And they did it showing that they say Cohen was using the office of a lawyer as a push-through thing for himself, for Republican donors as a money laundering operation, or kind of a mini Clinton Foundation. And my issue is under national security, if Trump's for the country and the globalists have committed crimes 1,000 times worse, I say we move against them. I say Trump has waited too long and it's time to stop this.
I agreed with you months ago. You and I were saying the same making the same statement. I don't know why Mueller was there. I don't know why Rodenstein was there. I had no idea why Comey was allowed. I mean, basically, this is the issue that's now at hand. And we're talking about a couple of months, if not weeks. When you pierce that type
of... Within days of them raiding him, they're already illegally leaking out of the stash.
That's correct, Alex. And that's what you really responded to. The Syria issue is not a relevant issue. The North Korea issue is
no,
relevant.
It's beginning to know he may be, quote, compromised in that
correct.
They've got the mother load.
That's correct. You hit it right on the head. That is the gold of gold. And that's why I wanted to get on the show to basically say the focus has to be shifted to the Crime Fraud Exception Act, which I had to go and find out myself. Because I could not understand how you can pierce that relationship between the lawyer and the client. And they say they can do it all the time if you invoke that warrant or that act, the Crime Fraud Exception Act. And apparently Bob Cohen has been highly compromised and he may have been flipped. That is a whole other issue. But the issue of Syria, the issue of all of that is it's secondary, quite frankly. It's really... Mattis had a very judicious approach to it. Trump had a very judicious approach.
But I'm just saying, Trump is clean compared to most other presidents. And the stuff is all about cleaning up stuff for Republicans and people. This is nothing. Hillary was in bed with the Chinese, the Russians, everybody. I'm sick of their crap. I want the real enemy, the globalists, removed now. They're trying to start a civil war. They're crazy. They're corrupt. They're nuts. And I think it's time for the president to act. They're doing all this extrajudicially. They're doing all this rogue. And I just don't see how we sit here and take this crap anymore.
Well, we've made that, you know, we've made it very clear for years what we wanted. We made it very clear what the 9/11 issue was. But I got to tell you, since the very beginning, the fact that Mueller, Comey, even Gorsuch, all came back from the George Bush Jr. administration, it really befuddled me. It was almost as if
Trump thought he could get what he wanted, but he thought he could get them in the fold and share power, and they'd leave him alone. No, they're dedicated to global government and dominating this country and doing the same crap. And that was Trump's fatal mistake, was trying to share power and bring them under the tent and keep his enemies closer. These people don't know any honor. They can't help it. They came from cowards. They came from scum to sell the country out. They cannot stop it.
I would agree that I think Trump made a serious mistake by trying to think that he could co-opt them. That was a very, very serious mistake. Because once you bring in one of them, it kept on going on. It was like a long trail of the 9/11 false flag.
It's like metastasizing cancer. It's all one hive brain.
Well, it's there now, and he's surrounded by it. I mean, even in the domestic side, that's where he was the weakest. And he understood that, but he thought he could co-opt it. Legally, I can't get into that discussion because I really don't know as much. I had to go out and find out what this criminal fraud exception act
is. No, if the lawyer's engaged in criminal activity and the lawyer's like a conciliary for a mafia, the attorney-client privilege is stripped under the racketeering laws.
You hit it right on the head, Alex, as usual. That's exactly what the issue is about. It is basically back to the racketeering, the RICO Act, all that.
Which is exactly what Hillary and Mueller and Comey are doing with that organized crime operation at the Justice Department, giving their wives and husbands all money for coming up with the fake poo-poo, pee-pee stuff. We're going to come back and do a little bit more on where this goes, wargaming this, how we stop this. But at a gut level, I saw Syria as a sign of him trying to appease them, as a sign of major fear. I mean, as soon as he said we're going to pull out of Syria, they raided his offices. And I just think, you know, Trump.
Join me, George Norrie, in Indian Wells, California, June 1st through the 4th for the Contact in the Desert UFO Conference, an epic weekend of exploration into ancient aliens, human origins, crop circles, and UFO sightings. More than 100 lectures, panels, workshops, and events with leading experts Giorgio Tsoukalos, David Wilcock, Linda Moulton Howe, Eric Von Doniken, Corey Good, Doc Wallach, and more. Get tickets at contactinthedesert.com. It's time to make contact. Contact in the Desert.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And a crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Face it, today's electric power grid is more vulnerable than ever. From natural disasters to EMP attacks and hacking, the grid could be crippled for days or even decades in the most dire scenarios. Visit quantumharvest.net to see our built-to-last EMP-protected solar power systems. While millions suffer, you'll have vital power for water pumps, refrigeration, and sanitation. Now that's peace of mind. EMP-protected solar power systems for every need and budget. See our full range at quantumharvest.net.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
The Republic from enemies foreign and domestic. It's Alex Jones, live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide from the Infowars.com studios.
All right, we're not talking points here. I don't get my talking points like Hillary Clinton would put them out even a decade ago to the New York Times, the Washington Post. She's like been the shadow president of the country even when Obama was in. She probably had more power than Obama did most of the time. Those two didn't really like each other because they were two different crime networks. But you saw Obama trying to parlay himself into an Arab Spring with his cousin Odinga and Kenya and in the Middle East, and then trying to, I mean, it's all about individuals in the system trying to get this power for themselves by leveraging nation states into some type of global system. But the global system can't ever work because all these sharks inside of it are all trying to set up their own little personal things. So the global government can never actually even take place, which is a good thing, because their global system is absolutely nightmarish. We need a global system of ideas and people working together through individualism and nation states, not a forced global government. But that's a whole other subject. We're here looking at this nightmare scenario of Mueller and Comey and just how incredibly corrupt they are. And the things they've done. I'm finishing up with Steve Pachinik. We're going to your phone calls here in the next segment, I promise. But this is not a good sign either way you slice it. And what do you think, Steve Pachinik, talking to your sources, what is the view of people who are patriotic in the deep state about where Trump's going and the prognosis of things and this whole thing with Michael Cohen? Because I've just seen seismic shifts in the behavior of the leftists, the globalists. They think they've got the mother load right now, and then I wasn't sure, and then Trump flips on this, and I get the optics are good for him overall, but it's a desperate thing for Trump that doesn't even like to play tricks, in my experience. So what's the real tea leaves here in your expert view?
My expert view is that if he makes a deal with North Korea, which I think he will, and they can afford him an opportunity for a Nobel Peace Prize, there may be a chance here to save his presidency. I'm concerned that on the domestic side,
I got to interrupt you. Saturday, I thought about this for hours. I totally agree. They're going to try to sabotage this North Korea thing because they want ongoing tension and the old policy anyways. But it all rests on a North Korea deal and continuing the economy getting better and some bold moves by the Justice Department that's so compromised against the real criminal networks, which if they're successful at bringing down Trump, we've got a real Praetorian Guard coup inside our country like a third world nation. I mean, Hillary and her stay behind network, let me ask that question first. If they successfully remove Trump, what are they going to do next? They are going to be emboldened mad dogs.
Well, what will happen next is that Pence is in line for the presidency, and then we have to see what in fact happens. I don't want to see, I hope that he remains here, and I hope he can deal with this legal issue very quickly, because quite frankly, if I had to go to see a lawyer about this very matter, that concerned me. And for me, that was a time clock, not so much the Syrian attack or anything else on the international side, but on the domestic side, where in fact he is exceedingly vulnerable. And he, as you said, I mean, he's given an apology and a pardon to Scooter Libby. I mean, I've known about Scooter Libby for a long time. He's an Andover graduate. He's a George Bush man. Why do you have to pardon Scooter Libby if, in fact, he doesn't get something in return?
And that's because the whole deep state Bush arm is about half of the deep state globalist equation. He's going to that deep state kissing their ass so that they'll leave them alone when they don't even have control over the whole Hillary Clinton crime network. It's not going to work. Appeasement isn't going to work.
Well, you may be right, because I didn't quite calculate. I couldn't understand why Scooter Libby was pardoned when, in fact, he was very much a part of the Cheney and Bush false flag and 9/11 and the Iraq.
Sure. What about Eric Prince and General Jones and all them that secretly run security for Trump? That's out now. I can say it. Well, are those guys compromised, or why does he turn them loose on these people? I mean, they're already an outside globalist force here running rampant. Why doesn't the president use some of the muscle he's got?
Well, I don't know very much about Eric Prince other than the presentation he made to a group of us in the intelligence unit about 10, 15 years ago, where he explained why he was cheaper and more effective at Blackwater, and he used the Revolutionary War as an example. And I pointed out to Eric that was not a very good example, considering we didn't have any money for the Continental Congress and the Continental Army. Also, at the same time, Eric Prince was not a very good SEAL. And
well, wait a minute. He did set up a successful company. But, I mean, Washington didn't like the militia until later. Then in his memoirs, he had to admit the militia was critical to the win. I mean, I think guerrilla warfare, learning the French and Indian War, is a critical example that would translate. I don't want private contractors taking over the military, but I don't know.
But you're right. Honestly, you know American history better than most of us. The French Indian War was far more critical in terms of the outcome of where we came. But in terms of Prince, you know, again, that's questionable. Jones, that's a highly questionable entity as well. And, in fact, whether he's co-opting him or he thinks he's in control, that's a big question.
No, but, I mean, that's who runs Trump's security on top of everything with the Department of Defense. That he's left that in there from the beginning. So I'm just that's an open secret. The Intercept reported it. I knew it during the campaign. Those guys ought to want to side with Trump over these globalists. These globalists are crazy, man.
Well, crazy.
I mean, Hillary is an insane witch demon whose expiration date's over. All these crazy Democrats that want civil war and thought the UN would come in under Loretta Lynch and take over the police departments. I mean, I always heard old-timers saying that UN was going to take over, and I didn't believe it. That's crazy. That will never fly. They will start a real civil war, and I'm sick of this crap.
Well, I don't think we're going to have a real civil war.
I'm saying if these maniac leftists that have some weird score to settle with flyover country get their way, Steve, they're going to start a physical fight. You understand? They have serious, I'm not a psychiatrist like you, but they have major deficiency issues and have a fundamental, like a baby duck, imprinted training to hate America, Christians, gun owners, and veterans. You know they won't hire any veterans to anything real because they fundamentally are pieces of crap cowards. Okay, like Brian Williams and Hillary Clinton. So what I'm saying to you is they're the real threat. And all I want to say is they will never get control of this country, ever.
Well, that's pretty well stated. The key question is, you know, how do we maintain the stability of the republic, both financially and politically? And that's really what the biggest concern we have in our administration and in our fellowship of people who are involved in keeping the republic stable. And I don't think they're going to have, I don't think we're going to relinquish power that easily. And the republic remains quite intact.
No, I agree with you. You're saying for the first time since Trump's been in a year and a half, there are some chinks in the armor right now.
Yes. The chinks are domestic as opposed to foreign. And those chinks that are domestic could be a very gaping hole. And that's what concerns me, as it does you. You hit it right on the head.
Well, here's the deal. We already have outside foreign globalist powers running rampant in the country and harassing and terrorizing and killing people. So at this point, the rules have already changed. And I think the president's in dereliction of duty if he doesn't just gut up and move against these cowards. They will fall like a house of cards. It's time to move against the traitors. Thank you, Dr. Steve Pachenik. We'll be back with your phone call straight ahead. I'm Alex Jones, and I'm never selling out or backing down. I'm so excited. The new product at InfoWarsLife.com in a glass bottle, 2 month servings, filled to the brim, filled to the absolute top, the real red pill. This is a heart and brain pill, a nootropic that doesn't have any stimulants in it. But boy, does it stimulate, because it's beyond that. Quite frankly, I just went off what I saw medical doctors prescribing to their patients, but it wasn't prescription, but they were charging people $100, $200 for the formulae. And I came up with our own formula working with some scientists and developers. Non-GMO, made right here in America, 120 capsules. And ladies and gentlemen, you add the preglinone to it, which is the precursor to all the hormones that your body has to have to even make the hormones in your glands. It is amazing. Red Pill, now available at InfoWarsStore.com and your purchase funds the operation.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Do you have any of these symptoms? Night cramps in the hands and feet. Your arms and legs often go to sleep. On short walks, do your legs get aches and pains? Is your memory worse than it used to be? Ankles that swell late in the day? Has your blood pressure increased lately? If you answered yes to even one of these questions, you may have early warning signs of arterial blockages. Your body is saying that it is time to take Extendivite. These are not the normal signs of aging. They are the warning signs that accompany blocked arteries. Get your Extendivite today. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
You have been lied to, generation after generation, time after time after time.
If you follow the money, then you understand why America's in the condition it's in.
Now, you created the Federal Reserve in 1913 through lies. You create 9/11. Through 9/11, you're fighting a war on terror, and now all of a sudden you go into Iraq, which was another lie.
This book will open people's eyes. Pre-order now at KillingUncleSamBook.com. KillingUncleSamBook.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
He's going the distance. He's going for speed. She's all alone in a time of need. Because he's racing and racing and plotting a course. He's fighting and fighting and riding on his horse. He's going the distance.
Crashing through the lies and disinformation, it's Alex Jones.
No trophy, no flowers, no flashbulbs, no wine. He's haunted by something he cannot define. Bowel-shaking earthquakes of doubt and remorse.
Trump is good because the globalists legitimately hate him. It's not a fake. It's not a feint. It's not a game. It's not a smoke and mirrors. And he's not perfect, and I don't expect him to get everything done that's right, but he knows all about Syria. He knows all about the rebels being sent in by the globalists. He knows he told McMaster, no, we're not toppling Assad. Assad's already agreed to leave. He wants to. He grew up in England. He doesn't want to be there. He said, stabilize it, have elections, I'm gone. They've almost killed him. They've had bombs go off within hundreds of yards of him. Last time I read, like over 50 times. Think Assad growing up in London once out of there? So it's just incredible. We're being sabotaged. And you know, when I talk about Hillary and people, here's the thing. The bottom has fallen out. I don't know exactly what's going on. I know the globalists push depopulation, and I know they're doing all sorts of stuff behind the scenes and testing things on us, trying to find cures for diseases for themselves. The best way to do that is hit people with stuff that's lethal, and then you find a very small percentage that are resistant. One quick way to research just one small faction of that or one factor point is immortal cell lines, Lazarus genes, things like that, which are real. The archetype's zombies, but it's not at that level, but it is once you can get it at the building blocks. There are cells that are zombie. They don't need oxygen. They don't need anything. You have to kill them with a blowtorch. They discovered them in the 1940s with a black lady. Cancer killed her in 1 week. They can't kill the cells. They're still alive today. You put them on fresh flesh, they start replicating. So the globalists are all obsessed with this while we're watching football and basketball, and I get it. I grew up with my mom and dad, you know, watching the Boston Celtics and the L.A. Lakers in the World Championship. I mean, you know. I get it. I can watch it and get into it and like it, and it's great, and sit back and eat pizza, and it's great, you know. But that's all there to divert us. I'm not judging you if you're into it. I'm saying they're like got secret space stations and immortal cell lines and huge underground railways all over the U.S. I know, believe me. I can't get into how I know. But a lot of it's been admitted. And then anybody really involved in this, high-level scientists, doctors, researchers, are scared to death. They almost all of them quit. They run off to the countryside with their family, and they just prepare. And then if they talk to anybody, they die in a car wreck or they drowned in about a week. Here's more than 10,000 microbiologists and scientists that are, you know, they'll run over them. One of them got killed here at UT. They ran over them with a truck and back over him. By the way, I never played the clip I wanted to play. What was that clip I wanted to play earlier? I didn't play last week, is it? Yeah, Planet of the Apes. Let's play that and then I'll go to calls. But remind me to talk about the people that died this weekend in the next segment. I'm going to start the show with that because even though it's not that important in the scheme of things, we have to celebrate humanity. And, you know, the gunny sergeant guy died that was so interesting and a good actor and actually a real sergeant. And then, of course, Art Bell died. Art Bell was one of the slickest, best talk show hosts when it came to just really being so focused and so professional. He was just a real talent, one of the greatest ever. And I even saw the media try to tie me to him in some way to, like, just get my name in the news and attack InfoWars. I was never on Art Bell's show. For whatever reason, Art Bell didn't like me. But you know what? I like Art Bell. Art Bell, mysterious narrator of the American Nightscape, is dead at 72. And I'll cover the other guy at the next segment, but see, if anything's in the news, the mainstream media attaches it. Like Sinclair gets caught doing fake news. Oh, wow, regional news does that. Jones worked for Sinclair. Didn't. Art Bell dies. Tie me to it. Make it somehow. I mean, it's like, and it's not that it hurts me. It actually makes the show bigger for us. It's that the media outlets doing it is to infect people's brains on every topic that is in the news. My name is attached with something negative. So that when people hear me warning them about something, they don't listen because they've been told a lie about me, like I'm racist. Oh, my God, that makes me really want to throw up. Do I dislike people that are a different color than me that hate me because they're racist? You bet, because I hate racists, whether they're white or black or whatever. But I really don't want to. I'm not going to get into it. See, I'm metaphysically connected to everybody, and I get if I hate somebody for no reason, or I want to screw them over, or I get into some type of weird tribal thing with them, it lowers me. It doesn't mean I don't get caught up in it and catch myself doing it. I'm like, oh, my God. It's just so horrible to read the WikiLeaks where they're telling CNN and MSNBC how to create race war in America and to watch them do it, and it's so horrible. I'm going to go to Sean. I'm going to go to Dr. X. I'm going to go to Uncle Sam. I'm going to go to Carlos, Dennis, Sean, Jim, Judy, Ernie, Cameron. I'm going to try to get to everybody here in just a minute. If I don't do this, we won't be here, though. And this is a real bittersweet thing. Because X2 is going up for us to get the deep earth crystals from the oil companies that drill it during gas drilling. And it's already gone up before, and then it takes longer to get it, and I've been trying to find another source. So when we say it's the only deep earth crystals out there anybody knows about that are pure iodine and good halogen, it's the truth. Because I want to go find another source that's lower price, so I don't have to pay this and then have to jack the price up. But the next batches we get are not going to be at sell price, and then they may be gone. There's, like, I guess enough for two more batches. Well, this is about to sell out, so I'm going to end the 25% off on X2 today. It's got to end. They finally, a week late, I'm not mad at them, got brain force off the deal. That's almost sold out. But we've got Super Mel Vitality. We've got a good supply of that, though it's a bestseller. Concentrated, cold-pressed herbs known for libido, stamina, energy. That's critical. Everybody else doesn't do cold-pressed. It takes something like 5-6 times, depending on the batch, of the herbs to cold press it. It means they smash the herbs, squeeze out the juice and the oil, and then they throw away, 90%+ of it, and it takes way more product to do it, way more of the herb. That's why, we're putting, I'm not paying like $20 a thing for this. I mean, other tinctures and stuff, you're talking $2 a product, and we're paying $20 for this, and there's all the other expenses that go into it. So it's 50% off right now, ladies and gentlemen. It is a big sale. InfoWarsStore.com, InfoWarsLife.com, or 888-253-3139. And we've also got super high-quality My Patriot Supply. There's a nexus point for how much food costs versus the quality. It is super high-quality for a low price. It's what I chose for my family going back 6-7 years ago. And when the food gets old, I just give it to charity. It lasts 25 years. But I just reordered more food last year. You can get a 3-month supply and get a free Alexa Pure Pro $200+ value stainless steel water filtration gravity fit system for free. And it's only $499 for the food. So $200 value on top of that, it's almost a loss leader. And, of course, this is put together in Utah by the experts that know how to do it. When they started 10 years ago, they were a small company. They got big. They bought up some of the other well-known good companies, and now they're the biggest company out there. Private labeled. That's how we get around it contractually. We couldn't do this for a while. It was actually a shakeup of the company. They told me I could do it. It was a shakeup. We couldn't do it for about a year. Now I can do it again. I can private label it InfoWars Select or My Patriot and give you prices nobody else gets. Because the other distributors and stuff get mad. It's not cutting into you with your audience if you sell it for more. People have different audiences. I'm sorry I had the lowest prices. We really do. So much it changes the whole industry and a corporate shakeup. But hey, whatever. You can get it again at the lowest prices anywhere. InfoWarsStore.com and get a free gravity fed filter at InfoWarsStore.com. Stay with us.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck or back or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
See why our homegrown small business at sunny-bay.com has tried to help people just like you. Get your Sunny Bay heating pads at sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com. Or call 253-678-1361. For hot and cold therapy, sunny-bay.com.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Blockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. BlockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Face it, today's electric power grid is more vulnerable than ever. From natural disasters to EMP attacks and hacking, the grid could be crippled for days or even decades in the most dire scenarios. Visit quantumharvest.net to see our built-to-last EMP-protected solar power systems. While millions suffer, you'll have vital power for water pumps, refrigeration, and sanitation. Now that's peace of mind. EMP-protected solar power systems for every need and budget. See our full range at quantumharvest.net.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey purified water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Healthcare reform is confusing. With the loss of the Obamacare mandate, those needing help can now choose an affordable alternative. By joining Liberty HealthShare, you're part of a community of health-conscious Americans all over the country who control their own healthcare costs and choices. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of their medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Just broke. That's right.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. You're listening to Alex Jones.
Just like night followed this day, a couple weeks ago, Oregon said we're going to reject President Trump's request for National Guard troops on the collapsing southern border. And I said, you watch, California's already in sanctuary cities saying we don't care if it's MS-13 criminals. We tell them to resist you. True racketeering. Well, AP reports, California rejects border duties for troops. Headline, California tells Trump they will withhold Border Patrol. California tells Trump they're going to withhold National Guard from defending the border. California announces plan to block National Guard troops aiding Trump. There's your headline. Treason. California says National Guard troops will be withheld in their state from border duties. I mean, how do you say that? How do you quantify that? You talk about criminal racketeering. Instead, we're hearing about Trump's lawyer and did some hooker get money 10 years ago. That's all these porn stars are. They call, they're a star. They're a star. No, hookers learn they could have sex on 35 millimeter and 8 millimeter and make money. Fine. I'm a libertarian. I say decriminalize it, but don't lionize it. And so, oh my gosh, reportedly Trump had sex with a hooker 11 years ago. He never said he was goody two-shoes. Now the whole country has to go down All the coyotes kill people on the border every day when they shake their families down for more money. And it's been reported by Amnesty International that 80% of the women trekking over the Mexico-U.S. border say they're raped as part of their payment. In fact, a lot of them take abortion pills, not morning after pills, as they prepare to cross the border, just so they're just getting ready for the rape. Imagine the pigs that, like, part of you, they have daughters, they have wives. Part of you coming across is, I'm going to rape you. No movies, no Netflix about that, no nothing. Just Robert Rodriguez shows Don Johnson, the white cowboy, with a 30-odd six shooting a pregnant Mexican in the belly. A simulation of the evil gringo. Meanwhile, Mexico rapes and kills hundreds of thousands of women. It's okay. As long as it's in the Raza, right? And that's how the Nazis and everybody use race as a way to abuse their own people within the cult, like a prison. Oh, you're in the white supremacist group. You know, we can abuse you. You're in the black supremacist group, and you're within your little cult. Sean, Dr. X, Ernie, Cameron. Let's go to Sean in New Jersey. You're on the air, Sean. Go ahead.
Hey, Alex, thanks for putting me on, brother. How you doing today?
I am not very, very pleased. Look, Trump's still a good guy. They're after him because he's a good guy. But it's, you know, to see your quarterback get basically, you know, sacked and has a concussion, bleeding from the nose, is not a good deal. And anybody that says him not flip-flopping on Syria isn't a big problem is smoking something.
No, you're right. It's a big gut punch. It's a big gut punch to his constituency.
Well, let me tell you, Trump knows it's bad. And of course, it's a sugar high. Those fake pollsters gave him an extra 10 points where he thinks if he goes along with them, she'll get support. No, they're only going to get him to think he's got support while they wear him out with his actual constituency. They're trying to trick him into killing his constituency right now.
Brother, you're not lying. They gave him 10 points, so he already had those 10 points going into it, and you know it. They always doctor the polls.
Well, he probably had 15 points. Exactly. They just let Trump have his real poll when he did the strike. They're like, oh, our job's easy. We don't have to cook it today. Just do the real poll. Run the real poll.
Yeah, we can actually tell the truth for once.
Well, you can see the nomenclature. You can see the language of the polls. They had 10 to 15 points on the polls that are more fair. CNN does like 30, 40 points. Remember they had Hillary winning at 69% and stuff? They were oversampling 40-plus points for Democrats. That means Hillary was 30% in the CNN poll.
Yeah, I laughed the entire way through the election because I knew Trump was winning. Look, I'm a vet, brother. You know? Trump is the American man and woman's president. That's why he was elected, to end this corruption. To return sovereign power back to the people of this country. And now you have Democrats running all over, giving illegal citizens driver's licenses so that they can go vote in local elections, so they can cling on to their little power and keep padding their back.
And then Trump needs to leave office, not for Russia, but over a bimbo?
I know, right? It's disgraceful. These people have no honor, which is why I'm calling, brother. I got a question for you.
Sure, go ahead.
You should pull this. Get a petition going, and there has to be something in the Constitution that can allow this to happen. Our government, these lifetime and repeat politicians who are they have broken their oaths of office. They are no longer working in the interest of the American people. There has to be a way where we can get a petition together and get 20 to 40,000 voters from every district, Democrat, Republican.
Sure, to do what?
Senate, so that we can have them removed, have them tried for treason, and get normal, average, everyday, non-career politician, American citizens.
Listen, I'm not knocking what you're saying, but there's no silver bullets in this whole system. With Robert's rules and all, but I get what you're saying. The president knows crimes have been committed by the Clintons, by Comey, by Mueller, by all of them. They've been caught. The fact that the Justice Department is penetrated and so filled with Clinton criminal operatives that's where we are. And so I'm just going to say it. If Trump doesn't move with the military, and I never want this, but we're already under a globalist coup. If he doesn't move to just remove all those people and have the indictments and have the tribunals, then there's no hope. And because we are overrun by a foreign globalist power, I appreciate your call. And I'm not calling for that at this point. I'm simply saying if you've got foreign globalist powers manipulating our military, manipulating our police, manipulating the highest levels of the Justice Department, and all their crimes are ignored, and the Justice Department won't go after it, and the left is so arrogant and Hollywood's so arrogant, I don't know what you do. See, the average leftist thinks if Trump goes down, not the economy will implode or all this. They just think like a lottery ticket, like, I'll be a winner if Trump goes down. That's how dumb they are. They don't get that Trump's trying to reboot the country. They don't care the country's coming back because they're losers, because they've already had everything given to them. Or they're so stupid. Thank you, Sean. Dr. X in Atlanta, Georgia, go ahead.
Hey, Alex. Long time listener, first time caller.
Welcome.
I'm going to make this fast and various. Got a lot of stuff for you. So one of the quick things was with the Clinton arrest, if she is arrested, I would suggest watching the outcome of one of her friends in the Philippines, Arroyo, Gloria Macapagal Arroyo. So we should watch those two as a comparison to see what exactly is going to go on with Hillary. Now, quick thing. Iodine, I can't say enough about this. Now, what you were talking about a couple of days ago about the cell phones, a couple of years ago, the Italian Supreme Court ruled, landmark decision, that the brain tumor caused in Innocente Marcolini was actually caused by his cell phone. That's a landmark decision.
I remember that.
It sort of goes right down the side of his face. It gets roasted by the Wi-Fi, by the radiation. Now, inside your phone, it will tell you that you should not put it in your head. You should always use an air gap, 5 millimeters, something like that. Who uses their phone like that? Nobody. That's something we really have to be conscious about. Now, let's look at iodine. Since we're talking about nerves, all nerves of the body operate on iodine. They are all darkly colored when you look at them. First thing, when you're talking on the phone, you're finding your brain bag. There's a little baggie that holds your brain, that holds some juice around it so it doesn't get bopped around. When you talk on it for more than 30 minutes, it bleeds from the blood-brain barrier. That is the little baggie. So that makes it more penetrable.
And that baggie, you've done your research, is made about iodine. No, exactly. They used to put iodine in toothpaste, in everything, because scientists knew that you had to have it. Instead, they take it out and they put the fluoride in.
Exactly. Now, here's another thing with the iodine. Iodine's a metal, right?
It's an element, yes. I mean, it's in that class.
Now, we know not to put iodine in a microwave, right? Or else what will happen?
That's right. It explodes. It's like ray shielding for your brain and your cells. I mean, what you're getting at is it's a Faraday cage.
Yep. Now you go and you apply microwave to your metal just on a microscopic scale. What does that do? It causes scarring in the system.
It causes electrochemical explosions.
Exactly. Now, here's where iodine is really, 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 really nice. Well, I'm going to get on with one other thing. You can, for people that have neurological disorders, I like combining the red pill with DNA force. I love those two together. Now, if you add, of course, iodine and some MSM, oxy-MSM, you can have a very nice fix for a lot of neurological things. Now, here's another thing. With your iodine,
Hold on. I want to hear more about this. We're back in a minute. Salente's coming up. I promise. I'm going through your calls, though. And I'm sure Salente's going to want to take your calls. We'll see if he'll let me ride shotgun with him. This is all coming up straight ahead. I'm Alex Jones, InfoWars.com. I'm telling you, folks, iodine is the next level. I couldn't have the energy I have without it.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
You have been lied to.
My name is Kevin Shipp. I'm a former decorated CIA officer. Finally, someone has come out and written what I think is the best expose on the shadow government ever. We're in a constitutional crisis, and our government is now being run and ruled by a shadow government.
We got to get this out, because just because you're awake, folks, doesn't mean other people are. This is critical to get, to read, to give to the library, to give to your church. Get them right now at killinguncleSamBook.com. killinguncleSamBook.com.